You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I want to talk about an ad that kept popping up on Facebook for me. We've mentioned before that we're not really sure how these algorithms work. Like, what are you doing in your life? What are you Googling? What are you purchasing? What are you just talking about with someone in the room that makes social media scratch its head and say, I wonder if this ad would work good for Jeremy.
Yeah.
Or would this ad work better for this guy, Dom?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows. It's a big mystery.
Yeah.
But an ad kept popping up, and I was telling Jeremy about it. He goes, I've not seen it. I go, well, let me send it to you. So I sent a link to Jer Bear. It's this ridiculous ad that comes up, and the subject line is the headline they have on the ad is, it shows a bunch of people sitting around a swimming pool. And they look like they're having a good time. They're in the swimming
sure.
pool.
Hey, I'm in the sun. I got a bikini on. Look at me. A beach ball.
And, yeah. And the tagline is, this isn't their pool.
What?
They booked it on Swimply. So it's like Simply, but Swim.
Because you're swimming.
Swimply.
It's a pool.
So it's a company like Airbnb, uh-huh. but you rent out your pool to total strangers.
It's swimply amazing, isn't it? I had no idea this was a thing. Dom's like, have you heard of swimply? I was like, no.
What is that? Now, on both sides of this, I'm a little standoffish because I'm thinking, if you don't have a pool and you're like, oh, it's a hot summer day, who's got a pool that we can go rent for an hour or 2 hours?
The rec center?
Yeah. Or if you own a pool,
right,
and maybe you're going to be out of town for a couple of days, you're like, hey, you we'll just rent out our pool. Total strangers can come and come pee in our pool.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I
guess, you know, for pool people, it's probably just sitting there for 95% of the time. You know, it is kind of like getting the hot tub where it's fun for the first summer, for the first few months. And then it just sits there. So they're like, why don't we make some bank off of this big hole in the ground? Let's get some strangers out there.
Yeah,
talking. Urinate in our pool.
To pee in the pool. I was talking just like 3 weeks ago with our neighbors that live across the cul-de-sac from us. And I don't see them that often. In fact, they've got another home that's 600-700 miles away that they go to and they spend a lot of time. So they're back and forth. But we're standing out in the cul-de-sac and I'm chatting with them and they said, yeah, if you and Gretchen ever want to come over when we're not here, they go, if you don't see our car up there in the driveway, then we're gone. Just come over, open the gate, and you can go swim. You can jump in the pool
all
you want.
Nice offer, yeah.
And yeah, that's really nice because they said, we don't use it hardly ever.
There you go.
Which I immediately went home and told Gretch because she's pushed for a pool in the past.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I agree with you, Jeremy. It's like, you got it. How often are you really going to use it for all the expense?
Yeah, you're just going to be maintaining it is what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, so my neighbors are like, come over and use the pool. And we have not done that. And I'm not sure. I would feel weird going over and doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole sharing the pool thing is very strange to me. I hopped on to see what was around my area, kind of. There's one there in Lone Tree. He's got 5 stars. Up to 40 guests are allowed. $55 an hour. It's children and infant friendly. Pets are not allowed. No smoking. And there is a restroom available. Yeah, that's called the pool. He's got a fire pit. There's a grill. Pool area is visible from home and neighbors. So I guess
what does he want for that per hour?
Well, he's got a range, but the high end is $55 an hour. I guess it depends on how long you're booking it for. I don't know. Of course, my mind instantly goes to, a bunch of strangers and a bunch of others' filth in your own personal pool. And then second, the liability issues. There's got to be some sort of wicked long waiver that you got to sign that if you rent a pool and then you die in it, nobody can sue the homeowner, you know?
Right.
That's instantly where I'm like, okay, somebody's going to drown in my pool. So I don't want anyone out there. I'm going to get sued.
Yeah.
I don't like that. What a concept.
I'm trying to think, what are some things, and we could ask our listeners this morning, you can kind of join the fun, join the conversation at 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If this is something that you would like to try, here's another question for you. What other things, because I would never do it, but what other things would you refuse to rent out?
Right, because, I mean, anymore, you can rent out anything.
Cars are rented out, right? There's programs of the right, but not just like Uber, but you can, like, if you're not going to be using your car for a few days, you can rent it out to people.
You can. I have friends that do that.
Airbnb, obviously.
Yeah.
Now there's Swimply.
I mean, can you do tools or a lawnmower or your family can you rent out your kids to mow your lawn? I would rent out my dog, I guess, for somebody that needed like a therapy dog or something like that. I would rent the dog out. I'd be fine with that.
Like, where do we draw
the
line?
Where do you draw the line? I don't know.
Because if you are allowing other people's filth into your pool and your hot tub, or even if you're like, if you are the filth, let's say.
Yeah, you don't know how clean that pool is once you're getting into it.
Exactly.
Nobody's regulating that.
Here's one thing that I can't believe you haven't brought up yet, because this is I'm about to say such a Jeremy thing. I can't believe I'm saying it. But Jeremy, I can't believe you haven't said, what about all the cameras?
Well, I didn't want to bring that up.
Pervs have probably put all sorts of cameras
around
that pool.
I've talked about that
too.
Before with your neighbor's pool when you brought that up. And yeah, of course, you're going to have cameras everywhere and the homeowners are going to be watching you. So I got three I can read you that came in real quick on our Facebook. Casey says, I have a 2-car garage and 1 car. I rent out one side of it for $50 a month for someone to store all of their junk.
Brilliant. Oh, that's a great idea.
Casey, you're brilliant.
Unless they're like storing cocaine or
unless
something.
Unless it's
in
meth,
there.
Of course.
Yeah, they got all the meth and coke in there.
Don't want to store the meth. Mm-mm, charge more for that. Ken says, I have an extra pickup I rent out for people that need to do Home Depot runs or haul large items. I can easily make $1,000 a month renting out my truck. It actually covers the cost of my new truck. Again, great idea. I might have to start doing that.
Let me jump in before you read your third one and read one from David that's similar to that. He goes, right. I rented a car from an individual on a trip last year, and he accused me of smoking in it. I don't smoke. It was an ugly back and forth, and he threatened to withhold my deposit. And then he says again, I don't smoke. And then he says, the concept of all these rental programs is good, but we're still dealing with people, and you know what that's like.
Oh, yeah.
Truer words were never spoken, David.
That's great.
So I don't know. If you rent a vehicle, what are people going to do with it?
Whatever.
And
they
really
want.
Let your mind wander with that.
Whatever they want. Linda says, I have an extra long driveway and I rent out the parking space for a neighbor's RV. $65 a month.
Oh, yeah.
$65 a month. Easy cash. Linda. And then Hank just popped up. Jet skis. He says, I never use them. I rent them out for $200 a day.
Oh, wow.
These are all
Again,
great.
Again, what kind of waiver do you have to have people sign,
right?
Because if they
break
kill
arm.
Themselves on the jet ski.
Yeah, that's touchy. I don't know.
Mm. Chris with a K said, I would love to rent someone's pool. There's chlorine, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
I like to sometimes say, ain't enough chlorine in the world.
No, it doesn't, you know, get rid of all the extra hair floating on the surface.
Luann says, my sister once rented out her kitchen.
Oh.
A magazine wanted to do a photo shoot in a, quote, realistic kitchen. And the photographer knew my sister. They paid her hundreds of dollars to use her kitchen for one day.
That's great.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Right?
Pots and pans cost more.